Rav Shimshon Farhash then invites us to consider how the original thought of a house of Hashem and the first dedication of a cornerstone for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, emanates from the recognition of this incredible connection, this intimate union between Shamayim Va'aretz, and above all, from the protecting and incredibly benevolent presence of Hashem. So obviously it's about creating a space for Hashem in this world. This incredible presence of Hashem reveals itself directly to man, first and foremost, in man's pure and humble endeavor in establishing his house on earth, so that the pure abode of man could be a house of Hashem. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu says, "Ein zeki im beis elikim v'zeh sha'ar shamayim." Yaakov Avinu spends the night on Har HaMoriah. He recognizes that this is a house of Hashem. This is the gate of heaven. He's not like Yitzchak, who calls it a field. He's not like Avraham, who calls it a har, who calls it a mountain. Yaakov Avinu recognizes that this place is a house for Hashem. Interestingly enough, Yaakov Avinu, who's the first one that makes a decision to call it and to understand that there needs to be a house of Hashem, he says he's only going to do so if Hashem will prove to him that he's indeed worthy of the divine presence by granting him this promised aid and protection. Im yeh lakim amadi v'shmarani, if Hashem will be with me and protect me, and then I'll get home and I'll get safe. Forever and ever, see a base of the kim. Right? That Hashem and Yaakov Avinu have this relationship. And Yaakov is saying, I'll build this house for you, Hashem, but I need to feel your protection in the world. Once we realize that that's essentially the cornerstone for the Beis HaMikdash, then we can start to unlock the secrets of David HaMelech. What was David HaMelech thinking when he decides to build a permanent house for Hashem? David HaMelech, with all his greatness, was imbued with this incredible sense of nearness and guidance and direction from Hashem, of Hashem, which he'd experienced throughout all the years of his life. David HaMelech had a very difficult life. It's full of challenges. He has his ups, he has his downs. And during those times, he feels that closeness to Hashem, he feels his presence in his life. And therefore, David HaMelech comes to designate this Perek of Tehillim, where he describes his life experiences, and he's reaffirming his trust in Hashem. This is the anthem to be sung in the honor of the dedication of the house of Hashem. And therefore, what follows tonight is remarkable. The thoughts expressed through the rest of this Perek are the very ones that serve as cornerstones for the Beis HaLikim. That Hashem is there. He's with us in the ups and downs. The purpose of a Beis HaLikim, of a house of Hashem, of a bias, is always to be able to keep these thoughts before us so that we can cherish them in our hearts and we can drive strength and guidance from everything that we do. So it's David HaMelech. He doesn't build a Beis HaMikdash. He sets the plans in place. Shlomo HaMelech is really the one that carries out David HaMelech. He executes the arrangements. But it's David who gives the specific details. Why? He's the one who understands this idea of Yaakov Avinu. He understands what it's like to live in the presence of Hashem, even when you have difficult times in life. He understands that that's what it means to have Hashem's presence in the world, and that's why Hashem needs a house and a space. And therefore, this Perek is essentially all about recognition of Hashem in our lives through the ups and the downs, because that's essentially what it means to build a place to Hashem, for Hashem, where you feel his closeness.